Welcome to What the Tech, the podcast sponsored by ProServe IT. I'm excited to continue our AI Your Copilot series, where we dive into the latest technology trends. Today's episode is all about an introduction to Copilot for Sales. In this episode, you'll learn about the innovative Copilot for Sales tool and how it enhances sales processes, enabling teams to focus on building relationships and closing deals. We'll explore its integration with popular apps like Outlook, Teams, and web browsers, and how it streamlines tasks, enhances productivity, and provides valuable insights for sales professionals. Get ready to harness the power of AI as your co-pilot in the sales journey.
So I am Corey. I've been with ProServe IT for 8 years, and before that with organizations that also did a lot of work within the charity space. We have a lot of experience here, and all the solutions relative to D365 Copilot for Sales apply to non-profit skins or CRM applications such as fundraising, vendor management. Anything that has to do with your caring for the community applies here for Copilot the same way it would be for commercial. In terms of an agenda, so I did leave number 3 in there for rollout considerations, even though I took the content out just in lieu of the time we have together, but I wanted to make sure we highlight that we do have best practices around rolling out, and we'll be happy to speak to you afterwards about things you need to consider or give you a bit of guidance there. But in terms of the way I thought we could spend our time together today, the why and the what of what D365 for Sales Copilot is, licensing considerations, which is evolving daily. I've got some new updates that pertain to February 1st, believe it or not, in a day or two, which will change a little bit of the fee structure. I don't have an update about specific sing options for charities yet, so I don't have that answer yet. A quick demonstration for you to see where it plays, how it works within Outlook, the web browser, and Teams. So the why and the what. So set the stage a bit. So all the studies show between 50 and 79% of sales executives, people who are responsible for business and revenue generation, spend a lot of time doing mundane tasks and things are getting harder. If you look at it from the Microsoft perspective, which is their survey, 79% say that their expectations have gone way up and the amount of work they need to do to drive opportunities forward, to show value, to see a deal from tip to tail, if you will, and really add value back to the account is a lot harder than it used to be, with more and more volume being expected of them. So what we have here is a case where the sales effort, which will be lit up and enhanced through having this AI assistant at your fingertips as a salesperson, allows to address what we think are scenarios around shorter attention spans of the audiences we have to deal with, we get to deal with. Going to be able to speak to them on their terms in context, following up, adding more value as we do our calls with them and we meet with them online or face to face. So we'll help to prep meetings, research what's been done, if the opportunity has been updated by several people who are involved. All those things are at your fingertips. And then we add more value when we speak to the customers because we are prepared for that call, which a lot of us spend a lot of time in calls all day long. That's a lot of time spent, a heavy investment for us to make use of that time, follow-ups, and move things along in a proactive, constructive way really is where the AI assistant, D365 Copilot, begins to shine. It gets us to those meetings ready. It gets us prepared while not having to do the laborious tasks associated to that prep. D365 Copilot does almost all of that for you. And it's really compelling. And I think that the new iterations of what Microsoft releases will show more and more strength in that area. So the sellers today also, through the surveys, mentioned that they do a lot of mundane tasks. So people who are out there in the community working with organizations, working B2B, B2C, whatever it is, have very boring tasks that they have to spend a lot of their time on, which is not what they signed up for. And it's not what sort of gets them up and gets them jazzed in the morning. Sellers are usually extroverted. They like relationships. They like to make news, not report news. Whereas a lot of the feedback from the industry at large is that a lot of time spent is the opposite of that. It is the things on the screen, research, prep, quotes, chasing things down. What were the takeaway items? What am I supposed to present about, or what am I supposed to show in this next follow-up meeting? Things like that take up an awful lot of time. And that's where D365 Copilot begins to shine, to unburden a lot of those tasks from the sellers or the people working within the community. So it's exciting to see, and it really does alleviate a lot of those taxes. And it will eventually, in my opinion, and what we're seeing out there, is lead to more successful employees, more engaged employees, reduced turnover. It's a better job spent doing better, higher value tasks, as opposed to the taxes that we all have to pay through our duties. We're going to try to alleviate some of those through this new technology, which has been made available by Microsoft, and then ProServe IT to deploy it if you need the help. So where do we do that? So there are three areas where it shines, like I said. The next slide after this, we'll get into more of the details around the actual specific functionalities, but it shines around unlocking your sales and productivity, doing things that are easily done by the tool as opposed to you having to use your keyboard time and time again, contextual information. So it's personal to the customer. What happened? What were the takeaways? What was said? What was done while I was on vacation? Another person added to the opportunity, did some work, and you have to get caught up to speed before you have the conversation. All that's all done through the tool natively, and it keeps the data fresh. And that has a lot of power behind it there, because the data updated through Copilot feeds the back-end systems, which are then measurable. One of the big themes you'll see through the Teams demonstration, which I'll get to here in a second, pertains to customer sentimentality. So did you reach out to the customer? Did you have a call? But how are they feeling about it? Was it a negative call? And what are we going to do about that? So these new worlds of just reaching out is not good enough. It has to be a positive experience for both yourselves and the customer. And if there are things that are negative, which are measured automatically through the tool, we can then take action to make sure that we have a high relationship score within our accounts and for the community. Some of the more specifics here of what Copilot accomplishes for us, you can see on the screen, very powerful tools which use natural language through Copilot and the large language model, which you're going to hear about all day long, and integrates all this into all the applications we all live in. It does work for both Salesforce and D365 CRM. So either one, the tool functions the same, with more back-end CRM systems being added through the months ahead. So as of today, there are two native integrations, obviously Microsoft's own and Salesforce, with the functionalities being almost 100% equal across either of those two systems. And it does embed itself with an Outlook, which you'll see here in a moment, Teams, and the browser. So there are specific functionalities within each of the three workspaces, which you'll be able to see, and you can see how the sellers take advantage of the rich abilities of the platform. The other item, which I can dovetail a little bit off of what Ben mentioned earlier about M365 Copilot, as that gets rolled out and the licensing position encourages you heavily to bundle, it will create opportunities, ROMs and SOWs and things of that nature. Sorry, ROMs is for rough order of magnitude, but presentations, contracts, proposals, using the information within the CRM, customer information, contact information, and then creating the documentation within the Office suite using Word, PowerPoint, etc. You'll see more and more integrations across the Copilots to ensure that you are in fact taking the best use and getting the most out of the investment within the platform. Licensing. So we all need a PhD to understand some of the Microsoft licensing. So I've got it consolidated down to a few considerations for you to think about and make you aware of. With D365 Copilot, if you have any of the SKUs on the right, Dynamics Sales Enterprise, Premium, or Relationship Selling, that's all included. You already have access to it, and you can take advantage of it today. That's all embedded. If you happen to own D365 Sales Professional, there is an uptick, which I'll show in a second, to add the licensing. And you would add the licensing just for the sales organization, as long as the individual being added has the right modern workplace SKU, which I think is E3 or Business Premium will suffice. There is a minor uptick there. But again, you just have to use this for your sales organization, maybe a few managers on the back end, if you have that, to measure the effectiveness and to report back. But you don't need to license the whole company. This is the most recent information as of yesterday. Individually, to add Copilot, $40 a user a month. Bundling, which kicks in February 1st. will be $50 a month, which will include M365, Copilot Studio, as well as the Sales Copilot, all bundled. And then the add-on for D365 for sales, if you already own the M365, will be an additional $20 per month. It doesn't send it right from within the window, so that we're ensuring everything is being audited and reviewed by the sender to ensure Copilot's not sending anything that's erroneous or not appropriate to be sent. Very powerful tools. And then over time with these like buttons, similar to other platforms online, the system will learn the things that it's doing well as you click the thumbs up and will get stronger over time. So as the opportunities, like I said earlier, when that data gets put into CRM more and more effectively over time, as these opportunities grow stronger and we start to use the system natively, the outputs of the language model become more and more compelling. So it begins to get stronger and stronger over time. And I think that's a great thing. The other thing, obviously, is that the system is completely tied into CRM. So anything we see here that we've added in terms of names, contact info, all those records will be fully updated. Within Teams, you do see the outcome and full transcription of your meetings, which are things to the nature of you can see the recording, and I'll be brief just within the interest of time because I know I was speaking while I wasn't able to be heard. Recap of that meeting, mentions of what were said, takeaway items, as you can see here, create follow-ups, tasks, assign things to ensure that things are moving forward. They're advancing along as they should to make sure meetings don't get to an end where there's no action items. And it also speaks to any negative connotation, which you may see here in red from this sample data. So you can speak towards anything negative that happened, have that apply towards the relationship score. Sure, people are taking corrective action for any negative sentimentality that Copilot was able to measure. This is key in order to make sure that these meetings and all the feedback from them are taken seriously and we're able to respond to our customers for that contextual conversation with your accounts. A very powerful feature, you add Copilot as an attendee to a meeting that's linked to an opportunity in either Salesforce or CRM. And you're able to get this with every meeting you have. This is the outcome that you get given to you through Teams. The other item, which is interesting, which is when I realized I wasn't being heard, was this details section allows you to speak to talk to listen ratios. So there are speaker coaches that are available through various Microsoft tools, but this one lets you make sure that you're listening as much as you're talking, if not listening more than you're talking. So these ratios will let you see how many switches you're having, your average pause. In this case, Jamie and I were having a dialogue for this to make sure it was all set up. Very powerful things that make a world of difference when you only have a short time to speak to your account because of attention spans and we're all remote and all that fun stuff. This is a really good way to be impactful quickly and to stay that way through the journey of working with your customers or the community. Copilot embeds itself within the browser on the side here, the same way Teams does for calling. If you wish to make calls right out of the browser, you can. This is a way you can use Copilot to speak to summarizing your day, prepare for meetings, summarize an opportunity or a lead, show changes. So you see a lot of strength in this when you have multiple people working within the same opportunity or lead. It's a quick way to see what's gone on, what's happened since you last had an opportunity to work with it, and to give you a chance to be fully caught up before you have a conversation with your customers. The other items are the ones where you can ask it to prepare for your meetings. You can ask it, so show me a meeting, my meetings for the day, help me prepare, and give me a summary of what I need to be aware of. So it works very quickly. So here I'm going to click on Sales for Copilot. And this is an example of where it would gather the information from the opportunity, which again should be light, and give me the results of a summary of what's gone on, deal size, close date, primary contact. It'll also give me any changes, all the information I require to be effective for my meeting from within the browser itself. So if your sales organization lives within the backend systems or prefers to work here, this is all available at your disposal. The other item you can do is within the account record, you can also look at the latest news for the account. Keeps you up to speed if there's been any major news, major changes you ought to be aware of. So when you have that conversation, you're not left out in the cold, all done from here to prepare. This is a very powerful way to ensure you're up to date. When I prepare for upcoming meetings, it looks at that day specifically. Today, obviously, we have Empower. Generate the meeting preparation here. Hopefully it mentions Empower. And we will be able to see that through the day, as you wake up in the morning, you get ready for your details or get ready for your opportunities that you have to do in that day. What do I need to know? What's gone on? What's the history? How can I be prepared in order to have that meeting and make it as high impact and high value as I can? Again, going back to the fact that everybody's got shorter windows available and shorter attention spans because we're all multitasking. Thank everyone for their time and attention.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of What the Tech. We hope you found valuable insights into Copilot for Sales and its potential to transform sales operations. In our next episode, we'll take a moment to look back on what we've learned so far in the AI Your Copilot series and highlight some of the most important insights and tips for using AI tools effectively and responsibly. This is your host, saying goodbye. Stay tech savvy.